All right, guys. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to go on a podcast or whatever, but basically I have a heart to do podcasts. I, like, want to do podcasts. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. I've asked a lot of people. They're like, you should do a cars review. You should do, like, Phineas and Ferb. Well, these are all my ideas, actually. But cars review would be fun. Phineas and Ferb review would be fun. But I had this idea just because I got home and I thought I'd need to be home. And I don't need to be home, but now I'm here waiting to hang out with my friends and avoiding a paper due tonight. So that's where I'm at. And I had this idea. It's also 5:36 p.m. right now on a Thursday night. So I have school tomorrow at 10. And it's a math test and it's going to be dumb. But anyway, I had this idea of just, like, making espresso. And, like, I have a little... So I got a Mr. Coffee espresso machine about a year ago or two. And basically, it's just like a one shot. It's not very good. The, for you guys who know about coffee, I'm just using Black Rock Old Town Blend. Old Town Blend. It's pre-ground, which I wasn't a super big fan of, but, like, it was free, so I ain't complaining. And it said it was espresso, so I got espresso. It was espresso, like, ground. So I'm just using my espresso machine. It's gonna be a little bit loud. Sorry about that. It's just kind of part of it. But that's kind of like the whole thing. So yeah, I got this for like $17 and I like making espresso and I'm trying to get a job as a barista, but that's a whole different story for another topic in our podcast. But yeah, so right now, just kind of living life, trying to figure out how to do lab reports is my biggest thing, and how to not wait till the last second to do stuff. It's gonna get loud here in just a sec. Yeah, my whole, like, idea behind this podcast is just that, like, I was reading this book, So You Want to Start a Podcast. It's a pretty good book. I rented it from my school library. But, yeah, it was just talking about... Oh, it's gonna get... It's gone. Coffee's gone. It's kind of talking about... just like, you actually have to have a show idea, not a show topic. And so if my topic is like coffee or like movies or like a specific movie, like, I don't know what that's gonna be. So this is just kind of like my middle ground, where I just maybe will wake up every morning, and it'd really help if I lived alone, honestly. Oh wow, that's loud. But just like getting stuff together where I could just wake up every morning and kind of make espresso and talk and spend time just processing things going on in my life. I probably will try not to post anything that offends people. I'm not really an offensive type of person. But my other concern is also, like, exposing people if they, like, talk with me. So I'm going to try to not mention names. Oh wow, that coffee's really in there. I did a good job. I'm not gonna mention names or anything, but I just kinda, my bad. That's never happened before. Not mention names, but just kinda talk about situations in a very, like, objective matter. I mean, not objective for me, but objective so you guys don't know what I'm talking about. I also had a realization while I was talking. This might go somewhere, like, somebody might listen to this podcast who doesn't know me, and that'd be really weird. But, I mean, you're welcome. I think my audience for this podcast would be people that know me. And if you don't know me, well, welcome. I'm Jordan. This is my life. I just talk. Today I had, like, Northwest Forest Ecology, which, if you don't know, ecology is, like, the study of an ecosystem. And then I live in the Pacific Northwest, Portland. I mean... not actually Portland, but nobody would know where I lived if I said I lived in Corbett. Exactly. So, I live in the Portland metro area, towards the east of Portland, out near Multnomah Falls, Crown Point, any of those areas. I live just like 5 to 10 minutes away from those. I am a freshman in college, and I want to make a podcast because I love the idea of podcasting. I just finished binging my first true crime podcast, The Thing About Pam, and it's so good. But I don't know whether I like true crime podcasts. I kind of am like, well, I don't really know. Like, I want to not listen to them, really. It's going to get loud again. But I'm making the second shot. But so, yeah, that's kind of who I am. My whole goal with this podcast is to just, like, maybe have people come over and I make them espresso and we just talk. I don't know any names or anything. Maybe, like, espresso conversation or, yeah, I don't know. It'd be fun. I'd need to see who would be down to, like, get interviewed by me, and I'd make them two shots of espresso. My espresso's almost ready. 1 sec. Oh, wow. I need more water in there. So I'll do that real quick before I steam the milk. One big topic that's been going on in my life right now is, like, dream interpretation. Another big thing about me is I'm a Christian. And whether you have, like, prejudices against that or whatever, like, know first that I'm not going to hate on anybody who isn't a Christian. We're all in different places in life, and, like, I want to be here as, maybe if you're, like, questioning stuff or, like, you're working through stuff, like, feel free to hit me up with questions. Email me. I'll put my email in there. Emails are legit. I love email. I'm trying to move away from social media. It's really hard because all my friends are on there. But, anyways, I am not a barista. I'm just going to put that out there. I want to be. I have an interview tomorrow at 11:30 for a BlackRock. I don't know if you guys know what BlackRock is. If you're from the Midwest or the South or East Coast, you might not know. BlackRock's just like a Starbucks coffee shop in the Pacific Northwest, and I think Arizona and California, so, like, just the West Coast, mostly. But, yeah, I'm trying to get a job there. I don't know what I was talking about. Oh, I'm a Christian. Yeah, that's, like, a big part of who I am as a person. Just, I love Jesus. I'm so overwhelmed by his grace and love for me. Sorry, I spilled milk. Don't cry. It's a joke. Sorry. Anyway, what I was saying is that, like, Jesus is just, like, he's really cool. I want to be a pastor or youth ministry leader or, yeah, when I say, like, ministry, people are like, oh, you want to be a minister. And I'm like, that sounds weird, man. I have found this love that is complete, this joy that is true, that's never ending. Like, I found this amazing thing in life that Jesus loves me, and I've been blessed to know about it my whole life. But, like, if you don't know about it, don't be, like, scared, or, like, don't think of us as, like, the prejudice is hatred, right? But we actually just want to share our love with you, and people are bad at communicating that, right? And people are hateful, and people are broken, and that's why we need Jesus, right? And the people, I'm sure some of you guys may have had experiences where you meet people that are just hateful, and they identify with Christianity or Jesus, and I'm going to personally apologize for that to start out, but also just know that that's not my heart, and if you ever catch me slipping, call me out, for real. I'm putting that out to anybody who listens, because, again, my, like, main audience is people that know me. But if you're not that person, if you don't know who I am, welcome. I have had friends who've had podcasts before, and they just kind of interview people. And so I wanted to do that, but I actually, I want to do it. I'm just going to do an interview podcast. Why not? I'll just have different people on for my life and just talk and go through what they're going through, like, my friend Jonah Brawley, he moved to Germany from September to, I think, March or May. I always get the M months confused. But he moved to Germany, and so when he gets back, I want to interview him with this podcast and just talk about what did he learn, and it's a discipleship school, so, like I said, this is, like, it's not a Christian podcast, but like to differentiate that from my life is something that's impossible. Just so you know, I'm gonna steam milk real quick. One sec. I'm new to all this. Whoa. Yeah, I'm new to French. Not French press. I like French press a lot. I'm new to like steaming milk and making sure it's the right temperature and everything. But yeah, why I do this? So, what about like a joke? So I had a, like I said, I had a lab today for my Northwest Forest Ecology class, and we were out in the field and we were doing dirt. We had to dig up like this hole. Dude, don't ask me. I don't know why we had to do all this, first of all. My teacher doesn't explain everything. She's like, well, if this was an in-depth study of soil, you'd understand. I'm like, but it's not, so explain to me the bit. I don't know. Anyways, she was like, hey, dig this hole. I usually do 6 feet by 6 feet, but we'll have it a little bit shorter than that, or smaller than that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so we all had shovels, and I was at first like shoveling, and then I stopped to like mess with, I got a lot of dirt on my hands. But so by the time that we've gotten deep, like really deep, like 3 feet deep with shovels out in a random part of our campus, there were a lot of roots in there, and there were a lot of, oh, that's a weird noise. There were a lot of people like shoveling, and I was like, hey, just so you guys know, I'm rooting for you. And that was probably the joke of the day, just then. But I am a very joke-oriented person. And so this is kind of like an interview with myself. Watch this. I have no idea what that does, but I just banged the milk thing on the table because I'm going to try latte art. I'm really bad. My hand's shaky. I have a bad grip. Got to reposition. It's too foamy, man. It's all foam. Okay. I made a cloud. Great. yeah. So that's kind of like what I'm seeing as the future. This is really loud. One sec. Let me turn you guys down just a little bit. I'm just seeing kind of like the future being like maybe having friends on and talking about like Enneagram. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's personality test. If you do, that's awesome. I love the Enneagram. I'm super all about the Enneagram. Or maybe talk about Myers-Briggs or like The Spirit of Discipline by Dallas Willard, or like just spiritual disciplines in general. Maybe just do a Bible study some days, like have just a quick word from the Lord, something he's teaching me in my life, and like how I can I just want to be encouraging you guys, and if you don't know about Jesus, making this a safe space where you can like come and ask questions. And if you think my life is interesting, it's not, but if you think it is, like, it'd be awesome to connect with you. I am a very relational person, and I will probably take time out of my schedule to talk to people over getting work done, because work can wait, but people are forever, you know? Like, what am I gonna remember when I'm on my deathbed? How much work I did, or the people's lives I gotta be in and encourage and think about the people I love and care about. I don't know. I don't mean to end it on a morbid note. This is kind of like an introduction to what I want to be talking about. So, yeah. Thanks, you guys, for listening. I'm going to be a brand new podcast, so if you like this, please share it with your friends. And if you love coffee, welcome to the Pacific Northwest. We love coffee. If you guys have recommendations for coffee beans, send it my way. I'll be trying new stuff. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And I'm so thankful for you guys that have chosen to listen to this.